So today I'd like to just start with a simple question, kind of like a little survey almost. How many of you really want to become a saint? How many of you kind of have that as something on your bucket list that you're working for and praying for that you really want to? Okay, great, that's good. That's a really good thing to do. It's a really good thing for a number of reasons. First of all, to become a saint just means to become the best version of ourselves that we can be. And who doesn't want to become the best they can be? Secondly, to become a saint is something that God desires for every single person. As St. Paul said in one of his letters, he said, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification." God desires you and me and every person in the world to become a saint. And so that's a good reason. And a third reason why it's really good to pray for and work for and to want to become a saint is that it's necessary in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. And who doesn't want to go to heaven? We need to become saints before we are allowed into heaven. If we don't become a saint here on earth, but we die with the love of God in our heart, but not yet perfected, then we are perfected and purified in purgatory, and it's much easier and much better to do that here on earth. And so so to become a saint and to work for that, pray for it, desire it, that's the goal of our lives. That's why God has created us, the purpose of our life. But we immediately run into a problem because it's impossible. Nobody can do it. At least nobody can do it on their own, because Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." So the only way this is possible is if we choose to follow him. And that's what we see happening in today's gospel, where we are told that as Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Come, follow me." And so Peter and Andrew did that. They followed Jesus. And then a little while later, James and John did that. And eventually all the 12 of the apostles left their old way of life, their old way of doing things, in order to follow Christ. So it meant that they lived with Jesus now for the next 3 years, day in and day out. They traveled with him. They listened to his teachings, they asked him questions, they saw how he interacted with people, his goodness, his kindness, his courage, his commitment to the truth, and all his other virtues. And as a result of this, the apostles began to gently change themselves. They learned to accept and understand his teachings more and more. They adjusted their own values, their own beliefs, their own attitudes, their own way of doing things in order to become more and more like Jesus. So eventually, all of them, except for Judas, became saints. And this is the one and only way to become a saint is that to follow Christ. And so he extends that invitation to each one of us. Come, follow me. But now we run into a second problem, and that is, how can we follow Jesus? I mean, he's no longer on earth in his physical body the way he was 2,000 years ago. So we don't see him. We're not able to ask him questions and hear from him. How does he guide us, correct us, strengthen us, and encourage us? Well, as it was alluded to with the children this morning, one of the principal ways that Jesus does that is through his word, through the scriptures. As we prayerfully reflect on the sacred scriptures, Jesus will use those words to speak to us here and now, because his word is eternal. And so, in a sense, you could say the Holy Spirit will sometimes really breathe into the words we're reading and apply them to us here and now. He will piggyback on top of those words of Christ to help us to pay attention to what he wants us to hear here and now. And he can do this, the Holy Spirit, in a large variety of ways. For example, sometimes he just gives a person a profound inner knowledge a realization that this Bible passage that we're reading today is applied to him or her, and that we better pay attention. I remember when I was a priest for a number of years in Guelph, I heard the story of how this happened to one of the medical doctors in Guelph. The doctor would once in a while sit down in the morning and just read 10 or 15 minutes worth in the scriptures. And one particular morning, as he was reading the Bible, he said that suddenly he realized that the words he were reading were applied to him, that they were kind of jumping off the page. They made a deep impression on his heart, and he just knew that God was addressing those words to him, and that he better pay attention. And the passage he was reading was that Jesus was saying, "What does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul?" And he knew that he was successful in a worldly way. He was a medical doctor. He was successful, rich. But he also knew at that moment that he was losing his soul, and that if he didn't change, he would lose his soul. And so that very morning, he went in and he quit his abortion practice. And so the Holy Spirit took those words of Jesus and made them come alive for him in such a way that he just knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that God was addressing those words to him. So sometimes the Holy Spirit can also use images to guide us. I remember years ago, a friend of mine said he was reading the story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus. You know that Easter Sunday story where two disciples were walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus, and they were talking about what had happened 3 days earlier, the crucifixion, and how they were upset that their friend Jesus had been crucified. And then Jesus himself comes and walks beside them, and they don't recognize him. And he explains to them how the crucifixion was the fulfillment of all the Old Testament prophecies. And then he sat down with them at the end of the evening to celebrate a mass with them. And at the breaking of the bread, Jesus disappeared. And then those two apostles are recorded as saying to themselves, saying to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us as he was explaining the scriptures to us?" Well, my friend said he was just using his imagination to picture that whole scene in his mind. He just tried to imagine those two apostles, disciples, walking along a dusty, kind of a rocky road with some trees on the side. The sun was going down, and then Jesus coming and walking beside them, but they didn't recognize him. And he was himself the fourth person walking along, and he's listening to everything that's going on. He sees as they reach the inn and sit down to celebrate the Mass, and then he hears the two apostles say to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us," as he was proclaiming the scriptures. And then my friend said a little prayer, and he said, "Lord, I wish that my heart would burn with the fire of your love as I read the scriptures." And then he said something totally unexpected happened. In his mind, he just saw Jesus suddenly turn and look at him. And then Jesus said the words to him, "If your heart was not so full of obstacles, it would burn with the fire of my love." And so it took him aback, and he realized that, oh, I must have some big obstacles in my life. I better start praying about it and looking at what those are, so I can make changes. So sometimes the Holy Spirit will use the words and give someone a deep knowledge that they're applied to him. Sometimes he uses an image to guide us. And sometimes he just uses our desires and our feelings. I remember a time in my life when I was regularly praying and asking God and saying, "Lord, what is your will for my life?" I had graduated from university. I had a job. I liked my job. There was nothing wrong with it. There was opportunity for advancement. But I just knew that this was a stepping stone. I felt like I was crossing a river from one rock to the next. And I was in the middle of the river on this large rock, kind of enjoyed the view. It was nice. But you don't stay there forever. You have to cross to the other side. Except I didn't know what the next rock was to jump on. I didn't know where I was going. So I was asking the Lord to show me, "What is your will? What is the next step in my life? And I would also just take 10 minutes or so each night to read a little bit in the New Testament. And one day I just noticed that every time I read about the apostles and how they left everything to follow Jesus, I found a desire welling up in my heart, thinking, gee, I wish I could have lived back then. If I did, I would have loved to have joined the apostles and been one of the followers of Jesus, to learn from him, to serve him. I wish I could have done that too. And the thought filled me with joy. And this kept coming up week after week on a consistent basis. And then one day out of the blue, I'm not, you know, the sharpest knife in the drawer all the time. So one day out of the blue, it just dawned on me, well, wait a minute, that's exactly what priests do. They leave everything to follow Jesus. And then I realized, Lord, are you calling me to be a priest? Is that what your will is for me, the next step in my life? And that was one of the things that started turning my direction, my heart in that direction. And so the Holy Spirit was using a desire and a feeling to guide me. And so prayerfully reading the scriptures each day, going into a room by ourselves, quieting our heart, taking a little paragraph or two from the New Testament, reading, praying about it, thinking about it, imagining the scenes in it. This is essential if we want to hear how God is talking to us and how he wants to guide us. It's also really recommended to do this before coming to Mass, because then we will get more out of the Mass as well. And so when we do this, at times the Holy Spirit will highlight certain words, phrases, a sentence, or a story to let us know that this is being applied to you here and now. Or he may impress on our heart a certain desire or feeling. Or he may impress a certain image or give us a new insight. And so that's a really principal way in which we can follow Christ. It's how we can learn what God's will is for us, how we can grow in holiness, become the best version of ourselves, and how we can also prepare ourselves for the kingdom of heaven one day.